Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. We're glad you're with us here today. We've got some beautiful scriptures here to read in this second Sunday of Lent, February 25th, 2018. And a beautiful Old Testament reading from Genesis. We'll be reading Genesis 22, as well as Romans 8. And then, of course, the Gospel of Mark, which will be the Gospel of Mark 9, 2 through 10. That'll be Mark 9, 2 through 10. So we're glad you're with us here today. And in case you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. And also, there's more Catholic radio to listen to through EWTN, EWTN.com, as well as locally here in southwestern Michigan, there's HolyFamilyRadio.net. And you can tell them that you heard it on the Epiphany Radio Program with Deacon Louis, and they'll be happy to hear that, you know. And they're always looking for donations and being able to expand local Catholic radio, not only here in southwestern Michigan, but throughout the state. And there's just a tremendous amount of local Catholic radio stations. I think it's well over 300 now here in the United States. But of course, this is secular radio. This is a standard radio station, and this is a we purchase airtime. And of course, that costs money, but it's our ministry. It's my ministry that I've set out on, to really for people to be able to hear the Word of God, to listen to the Word of God, what God is calling us to do this day. And this is just a portion of going to a Catholic Mass. Generally, there's Liturgy of the Word, and then there's Liturgy of the Eucharist. And of course, we don't do Liturgy of the Eucharist here. This is just Liturgy of the Word. So we're going to get right into that, but you can go to HolyFamilyRadio.net. And then there's 91.5 FM, 89.7 FM, AM 1140, and then north of here, 98.3 FM in the Grand Rapids area. I think it probably reaches maybe even over to Holland, too. So we're glad you're with us here today, and let us get right into our readings for this second Sunday of Lent. A reading from the book of Genesis 22, 1 through 2, and then verse 9, 10 through 13, and then 15 through 18. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer up a holocaust on the height that I will point out to you." When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. I do not do the least thing to him. I know how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he went and took the ram, offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Again the Lord's messenger called out to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did, I am not withholding from you your beloved son. I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars in the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is from Romans 8, 31 through 34. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for all of us, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? Christ Jesus, it is who died, or rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. Reading from the Gospel of Mark 9, 2 through 10. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down the side of the mountain, he charged them not to relate what he had seen to anyone, what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man has risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So beautiful gospel reading and some beautiful readings today. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, as we go through this Lenten period, this time of reflection, we see a lot of death happening. You know, Billy Graham just passed away, so we should pray for his family, even though he was not Catholic, and that should not matter for any of us. We should pray for all of our brothers and sisters, whether they have faith or no faith at all. We need to pray for each other. We need to love each other. And so we need to pray for the Graham family and all those families who have lost loved ones recently, just really to get outside of ourselves and just get down on our knees, maybe close our bedroom door and get down on our knees and ask God to, in a special way, whether we've prayed before or not, in a special way to open up our hearts. You know, my brothers and sisters, between the news media and the different factions of religions, it's not a wonder that we're such a mess. the constant arguing and fighting, the lack of love and support for one another. It's not a wonder that we are in the shape that we're in. And really gives us even more pause to think about this love of Jesus Christ, the love of God. And the models of sacrifice that are put before us, even in these scriptures today, that Abraham is willing to give up his son if that's what God wants. And God brings a blessing because of that faith, because of that strong faith. And so Abraham becomes this model for us, this blessed promise of hope against hope, that Abraham's faith does not weaken. And so it's very difficult, my brothers and sisters, and I'll tell you this firsthand as a deacon. You know, even the religious people get worn out, you know, and they, you know, need to go on retreat. They need to get recharged. But it can be a very tough business, this God business, the business of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, because everybody, not only does not everyone not want to hear it, but, you know, we handle the toughest situations in life for people, the hardest times for people, especially when people have died, especially when people have died at an early age, or even and children as well. And I just want to reflect on that, my brothers and sisters, today, that how are we treating one another? How do I treat my neighbor? Because we're all children of God. And I think that's a big point of what the scriptures are talking about today, that we're all God's children. You know, Abraham belongs to God, is one of God's children. But so is his son. So is Abraham's son. He belongs to God as well. See? Isaac belongs to God as well. Jesus belongs to God. Peter belongs to God. In our second reading, you know, from Romans, Paul, the Apostle Paul, belongs to God. You and I. So Peter, James, and John, these three men who Jesus picked early on to be kind of leaders, definitely Peter, of course. You know, because Peter's in this first place, and his name is mentioned more than any other apostle in Scripture as well. And so there is this definite that Peter is the rock. See, he is the leader. And that's a very tough position, even for, you know, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, who has this beautiful top 10 list that he has of the all the things that we should look at during Lent. And one of the biggest ones is his first one there, is laziness. You know, a laziness to evil. And we can all find ourselves doing that. Instead of praying, how we're spending our time, instead of praying or helping our neighbor or just smiling at someone. And then also I was thinking this week too about forgiveness. You know, how much forgiveness, how much leeway do I give other people? Or do I give other people leeway at all? You know? Do I just automatically hear what they say and then blurt out whatever I want to say? My reaction, whether it be negative or even positive. You know? Sometimes I think it's better that we just don't say anything. That we just say, wow, you know, that's a very interesting thought. You know? Do you want to talk about that some more? Do you want to, or what brought that thought to mind? And just trying to be a different person than who we currently are. See? You know, some people will say, wow, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can't, you know, can't change a leopard's spots and all that. Okay, some of that may be true. You know, I know some of that's true even with myself. But we can work on it. We can ask God to enter into that. That part of our thinking, that part of our mindset, oh, I can never change. That's never going to change about me. I'm always going to swear. I'm always going to cuss. I'm always going to have a bad temper. Right? I've got a bad temper. My dad had a bad temper. We're hotheads. You know, that's always been that way. All my brothers and sisters are hotheads. Some of this stuff is learned behaviors too. Learn it from our parents, learn it from our grandparents, learn it from the people that we hang around with, the people who we're with. And so we have to ask ourselves, is God God or not? Are we willing to, or maybe what we have decided that I'm God. I've decided that I'm God. I'm in charge. And we see that sometimes too. We see that we see it within the church, within the Catholic Church. We see it in Protestant churches. I'm sure it happens in other churches as well. You know, where and even the, you know, even in some of the Protestant churches and Bible churches, they have, you know, deacons and they have boards of directors and they want to make sure that the pastor says everything that they want them to say. See? Not necessarily everything that they want Jesus to say, but everything that they want them to say collectively. Maybe it's 12 people or 15 or 20 people that are the deacon group or the elders or something like that. Even to the point of where we have our religion now, you know, we have this fracturing of Christianity, you know, over 30,000 different churches. And it all has to do with my brand of Jesus. Okay? Not do I follow Jesus, but I follow this person because maybe he or she is good looking and they look successful or I like the fact that they say mean things about this group or that group, or they don't like the Muslims, or they don't like the Jews, or they don't like the Catholics, or they don't like the Protestants, or they don't like the Methodists, or they don't like the Lutherans. So I like that. I like the fact that they're kind of adversarial, right? That we have an enemy, you know, that our church has to battle against. It's silliness, my brothers and sisters. It really is. And it's a sign of us being lost, too, when we enter into these things. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was listening to a radio broadcast, and I'm just going to that from just a second here. But it was kind of funny. In case you're just joining us, this is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and this is the Epiphany radio program. And it's an outreach of the Catholic Church, and we're talking about the scripture readings today. And we're talking about the fact, you know, who do I follow? Do I follow Jesus, or do I follow my pastor, or my cleric, right, or my rabbi? Or do I follow Jesus Christ? That's the question, my brothers and sisters. That's the question for us this Lent. And do I have the courage to get on my knees and ask Jesus directly, interceding for me directly, as the scriptures are telling us today, that he is, Jesus Christ is our intercessor. As Catholics, we believe that the Blessed Mother Mary is in heaven with Jesus, with God, and is the most holiest person there, human person there, right? Other than God and Jesus, you know, the Blessed Trinity, there is the Blessed Mother. So we have this, these intercessors for us. But for most people will say, well, I just focus on Jesus. That's fine. Or I just talk directly to God. If that's what you want to do, go right ahead. But ask for this. Ask for the truth. Ask for the truth, and the truth will set you free. But do you have the courage to ask that? Do you have the courage? Because if you do ask that, you may find that your home, where you belong, is in Christianity, in the Roman Catholic Church. you may not like what the answer God gives you, who says, return back to the Catholic Church. Return back to the sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation. You know, people who, you know, that doctrine has been taught for so many years in Protestant churches and in Bible churches, you know, that you don't need, all you need to do is look up to heaven and say, God, I'm sorry. And that's it. Well, you know what? That's not what they do in, you know, the psychologist's office or the counselor's office. You talk about these things. That's how you become healed. That's how we become healed. That's how we become dazzling white and bright and clean. And it's necessary for that to happen for us to enter into heaven. But this is this glory of God that's put in front of us, that God shows us. See? And this beautiful connection of the prophets, and this beautiful connection that the Old Testament matters. See? That's why we always read a piece of the Old Testament at the Mass every single week, every single day, if you go to daily Mass. So it's something for us to think about. These models for us to really think about if I'm challenging myself, especially during this Lenten period of time. So here it is in a nutshell today, this week, the week going forward, and actually for our entire lives. The Father commands us, God commands us, you and I, to listen to Him. To listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. To listen to the gospel. To ask ourselves that. Do I read the gospel? Do I listen to the gospel? Does the church that I go to, do they preach the gospel? Sometimes they're just nice words that are said, preach the gospel. Of course, gospel means good news. But the actual gospels and what they mean and what Jesus is saying to us in those gospel readings. And of course, today it is quite clear that there is this, that Peter holds the first place in the College of the Twelve. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. God tells us, tells you and me, to listen to Him. So those are the key points in this gospel reading today. But also to look at the Old Testament too, right? So who else appears there? Moses and Elijah. You know, the great prophet Elijah. And I want to read this from the Catechism. This is Catechism 332. And if you don't have a catechism, or if you're interested in things about the Catholic Church and you want to kind of do it under the radar, you don't want to go to a Catholic Mass and you don't want to necessarily listen in, and you just want to do the research yourself, the Catechism of the Catholic Church is amazing. You can also go to the Vatican's website, which is vatican.va, vatican.va, and it is kind of overwhelming because there's so much there. But the whole point of all of this, my brothers and sisters, is love. That's the whole point. You know, listening to Jesus. And what is Jesus going to tell us? Love. 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 Forgive. So there's a couple of beautiful readings here that I had from my Magnificat this week. They're all great, but we don't have time to go through all of them. But here's one. Here's one from this last week. Today's suggested penance. It's a penance. But actually, this is Christianity. This is Catholicism. This is the Catholic Christian Church. Today's suggestion. Do something kind for someone who does not like you. Right? Do something kind for someone who doesn't like you. I've got a few people like that. I got a lot of people like that who don't like me. And I think they would be glad on my funeral day, even. You know? that's a hardship. That's something that I have to accept and know. You know, there were people who felt that way about the apostles. And so it's sad, but it's true. Here's another one. Listen to someone you would otherwise pass by. Wow. Taking the time to listen to someone. Not talk to someone. Listen to someone who you would otherwise pass by. Pray with a special insistence for the most pressing petitions in your life. Taking 10 minutes. 10 minutes out of your day, every day. Maybe in the morning and in the afternoon, and preferably at night, multiple times during the day. Changing our lives around, asking ourselves to be transformed by God, by Jesus, who is with us. Jesus is with us. And so I want to read this from the Catechism 332 about angels, which is really quite beautiful. Angels have been present since creation and throughout the history of salvation, announcing this salvation from afar or near and serving the accomplishments of the divine plan. They close the earthly paradise, protecting Lot, saved Hagar and her child, stayed Abram's hand, communicated the law by their ministry, led the people of God, announced births to the calling, and assisted the prophets, just to cite a few examples. Finally, the angel Gabriel announced the birth of the predecessor and that of Jesus himself. So beautiful, my brothers and sisters. So we call on the angels as well to help us, to guide us. And that is who is ministering to Jesus right now in the desert. So even if you find yourself in that desert of pain right now, ask the angels to come to you. Ask the angels to minister to you. Ask Jesus Christ to intercede for you. The love of God is waiting for all of us, each and every day. And my brothers and sisters, I suffer with this too. I suffer with this thing of humanity, this lack of faith, why aren't things better? Why are things so sorrowful? Why do things seem so depressing? My brothers and sisters, we are in Lent. See, Jesus is driven into the desert. And so we must pray more now than ever before. We must pray. Now more than ever before this time of year, we must pray. And we must repent. Seek reconciliation any way that you know how. But the best thing to do is to come back to the church, to become reconciled with God and with yourself. And for all of us to learn how to love one another and to show the world as Christians how we love one another. To show that witness, that same witness that the early church had, that the leaders of the church, the ministers of the church, the priests, the deacons, the bishops, all of the laity, all of the people, and even those who don't believe at all, show them the love of Jesus Christ. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Please pray.